GIS Radio presents Christmas Rewind.
This Christmas, we've decided to bring you a treat in the form of memorable programs from our archives. Stay tuned for Christmas at Wartime, produced by Kevin Clark and originally aired December 2007.
It was Christmas Eve, December 24, 1914. The battle was in full force, artillery fire coming from both sides as the Allied forces comprising British and French troops fought the Germans.
War child, victim of political pride.
However, this day was different from every other because on this Christmas Eve, gunfire ceased and saw the beginning of an event that came to be known as the Christmas Truce. Legend has it that German troops began decorating the area around their trenches for Christmas. They began by placing candles on trees, then continued the celebration by singing Christmas carols, most notably Silent Night. The British troops in the trenches across from them responded by singing English carols. But probably the most famous aspect of this historic event was the football matches which were played between both sides on Christmas Day. In many sectors, the truce lasted through Christmas night, but in some areas it continued until New Year's Day.
And so this is Christmas.
Christmas is a revered Christian holiday that has been especially significant during wartime. World War II veteran Flight Lieutenant with the Royal Air Force W.S. Richardson was a navigator who flew on bomber aircraft in the Royal Air Force. He attests that no operations took place during Christmas time. However, as a soldier, he recalls the experience of being on a troop ship during the holiday. It was Christmas of 1941.
My first Christmas was awful. My first Christmas was on a troop ship. A troop ship called the Cuba, and there were 30-odd Jamaican civilians going over to join the Royal Air Force, and there were quite a number of Canadian troops on board the ship. There were a few other air crew who had been trained in Canada and were going back to join squadrons and so on. But we had a bad time. The food on the ship was awful. I lived for 10 days of crossing. I lived on a carbonated drink called Lime Ricky, on chocolate, and on peanuts. I couldn't eat the food. And on Christmas Day, the day before we landed at Liverpool, our Christmas dinner was tripe, animal guts. I don't know what tripe it was. Anyway, the Jamaicans all in block refused to have this. And so we ended up having bully beef.
While there was no specific rule about when fighting began or ended, the lieutenant does not recall any instance of ever flying or bombing on Christmas Day.
In the Royal Air Force, you're stationed on an RAF station, and the powers that be decide what you're going to do. And Christmas is a time when I think both sides recognize that it was a time for peace and celebrations. And I doubt very much whether any fighting took place on Christmas Day in any war theater. But I wouldn't guarantee that that is a fact. But certainly in the Royal Air Force, the general practice was a stand down. You did not do any operations on that day.
World War II veteran Flight Lieutenant with the Royal Air Force W.S. Richardson. So great is the spirit of Christmas that even soldiers at war take a moment to ponder. If ever you wonder if Christmas is relevant, think on this. For one day, in December 1914, war didn't matter. The peace of Christmas rendered the present relevant and made enemies brothers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.